Thank you. Thank you. Who's an old red dog in the sound?
Hardware on.
ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test for being invaded.
Make a song.
stuck in New York City in a small room with you on my mind. So blow your whistle, so freight train. Thank you. one time I had the kind of love that this song is about. I really did. And the kind of love that makes men write poetry and swim oceans, climb mountains, go to the drugstore to buy feminine products. That's real love. I'm falling pride in you. But I was stupid. I was just plain stupid. I had this dumb idea that love was kind of like a bus stop. You know, I could let this one go by, there'd be another one along in just a few minutes. Chilling, it don't work like that. I start to sing the song, and I realize how stupid I was. I mean, like the song says, I used to stay out late at night. I did. I'm a musician. I would stay out late at night. It was my job. And she never, ever complained about it. So I might stay out a little longer. Maybe stay out for a couple days. And she never complained about it. Finally, I woke up one morning. No, I will tell the truth and shame the devil. I woke up one afternoon. And she was standing at the foot of the bed. She had the shirt that I'd worn the night before. She was showing it to me like this. Had lipstick on. Not her shame. She said, David, you can't do me like this. And I said, you don't own me. Is there anybody here who ever said or had said to them, you don't own me? Well, we got a few witnesses. That is some stupid shit that you don't own me. But you know, she didn't argue, she didn't complain, she didn't cry, she didn't yell. She didn't say one single word. She looks at me, she said, right. And that's all she said, but it was not all she did. She went right to the closet and got out them 3-inch spike heels. You ladies know what they call those. I want someone to say it real loud so the men know what they're called. Somebody tell me what they call those heels.
Puppy heels!
Well, that's the right answer, but if that's a woman, right? Gentlemen, I want to tell you, if you see her putting on them heels, you better hope she's going out with you. And then she went to the drawer, she got out that beautiful see-through blouse she wore so great. You know? She went and she got that little mini skirt, the one that looked like a wide belt. And she went out and hit the clubs. And I couldn't say shit. I couldn't say a thing about it. I hope that there's not another man here who's ever had the unfortunate experience of finding themselves at a club somewhere working a room, and the best looking woman in the room is more or less your lady, and she working it too. That could be painful. And I couldn't complain. I mean, it got silly. She'd stay out later, I'd stay out later, she'd stay out later, I'd stay out later, she'd stay out later. Finally, the woman learned two things. The first thing she learned was that she could get men a whole lot easier than I could get women. That was the first thing. The second thing she learned was that she didn't need my sorry ass and not a partner for any reason underneath God's blue sky. I come home late one night, find everything I own in brown super cheap bags outside the door. Lots of change. So long. Goodbye. That's it. I'll forever be your slave. Hear what I've got to say, because I mean it. Jewish male child has to have a bris within 8 days of birth, has to be circumcised, and in those days, 1945, they kept women in the hospital for 2 weeks after a child was born. So my mom was still in the hospital, my father found the moil, and the moil arrived, we said, okay, we need a minyan. It means 10 Jewish males above the age of 13. They have to be bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah doesn't mean having a party at all. It just means that you're old enough to read from the Torah, 13 or older. My dad rounded up enough, including himself and the moil, to make 8. The moil said, well, we need 10. And I have another appointment. So we have to have 10 soon. So my dad ran around the hospital, getting right close to the time the moil had to leave. He was able to find one more adult Jewish male. My mom swears this is true. And my dad did too. So he says to the moil, let's do this a mitzvah, good deed. The moil said, a mitzvah I understand, but we need a minyan. 10. Well, above my mother's bed was a crucifix. My dad said, he was bar mitzvah. Mom said, okay, let's go. Now there's a mojo for your ass. I have a new CD out that I'm very proud of. Slightly Man, and coincidentally there may be copies for sale as you leave. Nate Grower, who plays the fiddle, he brought some of his CDs too. Mark Cosgrove, who plays guitar and mandolin, he brought some of his CDs. Josh Kanuski, who plays the drums, he brought some CDs too, but none of them are his in any way, shape, or form. And Butch Amian, who's been playing bass with me for 30 years, doesn't need to bring anything. But
yeah, man.
Been a combination of all kinds of stuff, you know, but this one really gets out there. The title comes from one of the songs that's an old English drinking song that I wrote. I couldn't believe it either. I must have been channeling an old English drunk, you know. What the? Anyhow, we're gonna try and do it for you, and you'll hear that line that the title comes from. I am the strongest man alive that might stand by idle boasting, but I have no need to lie. I have lived through plagues and tempests, not another soul survived. I am the strongest man alive. I have carried burdens heavier than human tongue can tell. I've traveled distances untold, been forth and back through hell. I've endured the very worst that man or nature could contrive. I am the strongest man alive. I have fought many battles, though I have not won them all. It's a miracle this bruised and battered body breathes at all. They say a cat has 9 lives. Well, I've lived through 4 or 5. I am the strongest man alive. I have cheated death 1,000 times, that foul and greedy thief. But I've buried many comrades, which has brought me endless grief. I alone live on while all around my friends and loved ones die. I am the strongest man alive. It's that mental anguish that's the worst of all the pain I've had. Where other men might go insane, I'm only slightly mad. And still I breathe, I bleed, I weep through times I wish to die. I am the strongest man alive. Although I am Earth's strongest man, I'm not immune to death. There's a motive for each motion, a purpose for each breath. For without your true and lasting love, I would not, could not survive. Although I am the strongest man alive. Thank you. am the best guitar player in the band. And I'd like to get the best guitar player in the band, Mark Cosgrove, to play the solo for me.
From Doc Watson. So excuse out to you guys. Thank you.
I gotta play this for friend Jesse, who I think was learning to play this one. This, you know, everybody always talks about Robert Johnson. He did some great tunes, but he was a flop when he was alive, you know. Those records did not sell. The best-selling blues, male blues singer of the time was a guy named Leroy Carr. He was a piano player, and he worked with a guitar player named Scrapper Blackwell. And Scrapper said that the lyrics, which I think are the best poetry in the blues, were all written by his, Scrapper's, sister. So I'm going to play my favorite Leroy Carr Scrapper Blackwell tune. Thank you. so worried. I guess that's the reason why I've got these midnight hours. I'm counting my pennies. victory in the side, and then I stood there laughing, or watched it bubble up and fly. So
thank you.
gonna pick up this little chick here, put a little black light, put it on. Consolations and everything. You say you just got to have me. Well, if you truly and finally, once for all, find your own cosmic Ben Franklin statue, little darling,
Thank you.
be your lover or your friend, darling. But I'll never be your fool. I'll be there when you need, but I don't want to be a toy. Look here, baby. If a plaything is all you want me for, you can get up, go out, get yourself out.
Thank you.
tomorrow, next week or next month, next year or next century, next lifetime or plane of existence, I refuse, absolutely, positively, subjectively, categorically, and fucking empirically. Story Carrero marble mausoleum that is sure to mark my final resting place. Crumbled into dust by the inclement weather that inhabits the region and carried by the winds to the four corners of the earth, so returned to the molecular structure from which it originated. Before I be old fool, but so long gone dead and forgot, I will see the people descended from the children of the grandchildren of the descendants of the people forgotten in themselves for generations forgot. Before I be old fool, I'll be so long gone dead and forgot, I will see the genus and species of worm, insects, and bacterium that at one time fell upon my own rotting mortal flesh vanish from the face of the earth. I will wear the rings of Saturn around my little finger. I'll see your brother of Mary of Venusian. I will see you dead. I'll see your mother, father, sister, brother dead. I will see your doctor, lawyer, and hairdresser dead. I'll see everyone that you ever knew, loved, touched, stood next to, heard of, smelled, felt, dreamed about, thought of, or imagined in your entire lifetime, roasted and tortured in hell for 100 million, billion, trillion years, 60,000 eternities, 90,000,000,000 forevers and 5 or 6 years after that before I will be your fool.
Go ahead and drink. Yes, it is. Go ahead and drink. Run around and stay high all the time. Save yours, and I'll save mine. can make your own rules. Shoot the dice and wear a blindfold. If you're not afraid to look a fool, thank you. song and sip your champagne. Dance your dance with Diamond Dale. You don't have to pay the piper. He'll just add it to your bill. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to play with you.
Thank you.